Yo, what's up? You are now listening to Awkward Individuals, the most awkward podcast on the internet. I'm one of your hosts, Blessing, aka The Gamer. And joining me, we have Huey, aka the dude with the dope hair. What's up, Huey?
Oh, what's up, bro?
So, where did you get your hair done? Because it looks fabulous today.
You like it?
I might say. Yeah.
You like it?
It's dope.
You like the line? They carve a line in it.
Yeah, you look like a Chinese superhero.
Chinese superhero?
Yeah.
That's what I was going for.
Like, I didn't want to say you look like an anime character because that'd be kind of racist.
Yeah.
But you look like if anime and Marvel like crossed and like, actually, let me stop there. I need to copyright that before I finish that idea. Anyway, how you been, Huey?
I've been good. Let me ask you this though. If you were a good looking African girl, would you go for me with this haircut?
If I was a good looking African girl.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Would you go for me with this haircut?
I mean, how good can you cook?
How good can I cook?
Mm-hmm. When you discipline children,
yeah.
What is your preferred method of discipline?
Belt.
I'd probably go for you if I was an African girl.
Really? Okay.
Maybe. Possibly. Potentially.
Oh. Potentially.
Oh. Awkward Individuals is a podcast in which we take part in awkward conversations about your favorite topics, questions, and current events. We're all individuals, and we're all very different. The only thing that we truly have in common is the fact that we're all awkward. And so you can access our podcast via the iTunes store or via the podcast app on your iPhone. We have a new episode up every Tuesday. This is episode 8. That's crazy, Huey.
Dang, we're already on episode 8. Yeah.
We can have we're almost at 10, the 10th anniversary.
Oh, we could.
Actually, I don't think it'd be called the 10th anniversary, but the 10th episode anniversary.
I'm sorry I haven't been advertising our podcast on
You should be sorry because I've been going in. I'm not going in. My sister Michelle's been going in.
She's been going. I feel bad every time she tags me. I'm like, oh man, I feel so bad. I have nothing to say.
Just repost her.
Okay, I'll do that.
Take a screenshot
of
her post.
Uh huh.
And then just post it on yours. You're done.
And then be like, hey, listen to it. It's good.
Yeah, because you don't have Facebook, but in Instagram's kind of pretty. It's pretty different. But yeah, just like, I don't know, take a screenshot of what she has to say and be like, yo, look, people have stuff to say about the podcast I'm on.
Oh,
it's up every Tuesday. Cop it. We talk about random stuff like being awkward.
Being awkward, okay.
And Tinder. Yeah. Speaking of Tinder, actually, no, I'm going to wait a little bit before we get into that conversation.
Uh-huh.
Right now, I've said before in this podcast, right?
Yeah.
I've talked about how I don't like drinking.
Yeah, you don't like drinking. Yeah.
Let me reiterate this
after
this last weekend,
all
right? I do not like drinking.
Why? What happened?
This last weekend, I went to Cincinnati to visit some friends.
Mm-hmm.
We hung out, played a lot of video games, and we had a few drinks.
Yeah.
Right?
What did you drink, bro? Red Apple Ale?
I might as well have, actually. It was Angry Orchard, which is like kind of the same thing, I think.
Dang.
It felt like the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Like
0.2%
alcohol. 0.05%
alcohol,
I'm pretty sure. It's like if you can get some scientists into a room and just condense alcohol into like the smallest drop you can find and just like putting that drop into like something, then
bro, you know what I'm saying? Bro, do you like root beer?
No.
You don't like root beer?
Not at all.
Okay, then never mind.
Like I said, I don't like any kind of alcohol, even if it doesn't have alcohol in it. If it has beer in the name, I don't like it.
You don't like it? Okay, then never mind.
I did have, so they took shots of vodka, right? So I had one of those
on the
same night.
Oh my gosh.
And that didn't fare well.
Yeah.
So Dave Chappelle in a stand-up piece and Cat Williams, they both say this, don't drink with your white friends. Right. And I have all these people, like shout out to white people, but all these people were white. Right. And I went to sleep.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything to me.
Oh,
they didn't do anything to me. But I woke up and I was like, crap. I disobeyed rule number one, right? Which is true. But like they're talking about how like they're thinking about drawing my face and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like I fell asleep in the middle of this dude's living room.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everybody else is like having fun. Like they're apparently playing catch with the ball, right? And they kept hitting my head on accident. And apparently I kept waking up. I don't remember a thing, but apparently I kept waking up and I kept like looking around and going back to sleep.
Yeah.
I was so tired. I was so like passed out, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I had a sleeping bag. I didn't sleep inside my sleeping bag. Instead, I used my sleeping bag to cuddle with. And I slept just straight on the floor. And that was the first night, right? And I woke up and I was like, okay, well, there's that. And this is after like, I barely drunk anything.
Yeah, one shot vodka.
It was a shot of vodka in an Angry Orchard. Which,
oh, okay, yeah, and, because you mixed it. You mixed the drinks.
I guess so. And also, I was really tired. And I think I was, it was more the fact that I was tired, if anything.
Oh, yeah. You can't drink, like your tolerance, like, go down when you're tired, when you're, like, super sleepy.
Okay. Yeah. And also, like, so, as of the time we're recording this, we're recording this on a Sunday, right? Last night, I was there. I was still there, right? Mm-hmm. So, that night was Friday night. Last night was Saturday night. Last night, I had, I think it was called mimosa. It was like orange juice and alcohol.
Oh, my gosh.
Had some of that. Had another Angry Orchard.
Oh, my gosh.
Had a lot of Adderall. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
But no, I wasn't drunk or anything.
Yeah.
But, like, my stomach, like, I went to sleep.
Yeah.
Because they were watching this movie featuring Sandra Bullock. Uh-huh. And the I forgot her name, but she's like, she's not overweight. Well, she's overweight. The white woman that everybody finds hilarious.
Oh, I love that
they're
movie.
They're officers. Yeah, they're watching that movie, right? Yeah. I pass out. And I wake up like an hour later to go to the bathroom. My stomach is just like punching me in the face.
Bro, you know what mimosa is made of, right? It's orange juice and vodka.
Oh. Why do these people keep giving me vodka? I need to stop hanging out with people that keep vodka in their house.
Bro, vodka sucks, bro. I hate vodka. You need to drink like whiskey.
Okay.
Or brandy.
You're just recommending me things that are just like, well, I don't want to drink anything else in general.
Yeah. You need to drink, like, we need to drink together sometime.
I'm not drinking with you because I've seen you drink. I walked into, like, at your karaoke bar, I walked into the room and I saw a table full of empty cans of, like, of, what was it?
Bud Light. It wasn't, dude, that had, like, really low alcohol in it. Like, you could barely taste the alcohol. If we drink, no.
It's beer, isn't it?
If we drink, I'll buy you a rum and coke. Rum and coke is what you need to drink, bro.
Oh, too bad, because I'm not drinking. Well, I probably will at some point. But I'm not a fan of it. I still don't understand it. And I try to understand it, but I definitely don't understand,
like, you're gonna
the drinking
understand
culture.
It. You're going to understand. You'll like my drinking culture.
I don't know.
You'll like my, because our drinking culture, like my drinking culture in the Chinese circle, is we talk and we take like little sips. We don't like just boom boom boom, you know what I'm saying? Like
I still don't feel, I'm not feeling that, like, that this, I just realized, I just remember this is a family show, but it's whatever. I don't like the feeling.
You don't like the feeling?
Nah.
But let me so ask you this though. You don't like drinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you still know that drinking, like, we still talk about this. It's your preference. It's not like, hey, drinking is like,
I mean,
blah, blah,
if
blah.
You want to go jump off a bridge, do you. But like, I ain't feeling it, right?
Yeah, you ain't feeling it.
You know, if you want to join a fight club and punch each other in the face, right? Like, do you? You know, I'm not gonna judge, but I prefer not to punch people in the face or jump off bridges. I also prefer not to drink alcohol. When
those
it makes
two
me feel like
are
crap.
Those three are connected.
Oh, they're connected.
The jumping off bridges too extreme. See, I like fighting and I like drinking. But I don't like jumping off.
Oh, I forgot.
Bridges.
You do. Yeah. You're in a fight club. You do punch people in the face.
Dang.
I forgot about that.
Dang, I thought you were like implying something.
No, I wasn't implying anything. I was just saying in general.
Yeah.
But yeah, you are. So is it a coincidence that you also happen to punch people in the face and have people punch you in the face and you also drink alcohol?
That's not connected.
Nah, I'm just trying to like stretch things.
Yeah. But you'll like it. You'll have fun with me.
No.
Trust me.
No.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Yes.
When?
Remember the time we went to McDonald's and we had a conversation with a little friend of ours? Exactly.
Was that wasn't me though?
Wasn't that you?
That really was not me.
Was it me?
That was you. We can talk about this off here. That was you and straight up Lillian.
I don't know about that.
You don't know about that?
I don't know.
We'll talk about this off here.
I don't know about that.
But what was I gonna say? Yeah, I'll buy you a drink after this month. After this month.
Okay.
You keep drinking with the wrong people. That's your problem.
The first people I drank with was my cousin, my sister.
Yeah. No, okay. Yeah, no, then that's not it.
You're only saying that because she's in the same room.
Yeah. After you leave, you keep... No, I'm just joking. No. You can't drink with people just hand you vodka. You have to start it out slow. You know?
In their defense, it was really expensive, apparently.
That's worse. The more expensive it is, the stronger it is.
That's so, probably why I woke up with, like, bruises on my face. I'm kidding. I didn't wake up with bruises on my face. I think I did have, like, a boo-boo, though.
Because you had a boo-boo.
I think somebody hit me in the face while I was asleep. Somebody stepped on my face or something. I just woke up and I was like, huh, what happened last night? It was crazy. It was awesome, though.
It was awesome. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just kidding. It wasn't awesome. It was the worst.
I mean, it's like your sister did the smart thing, you know? Like, you started out slow, but you went off too fast, right? You started out slow with Red's Apple Ale. Then, boom, you went to vodka. That's why it ruined your, like, drinking, like...
I mean, even, I don't know, even... The only thing I liked about Red's Apple Ale is the taste.
Is the taste?
I like the taste. Everything else, though, like... I don't understand why people like drinking.
You don't.
I don't get it.
You'll understand. Once you drink with me, you'll understand.
I don't have fun, though.
You would have fun.
I don't think I have fun.
With me.
I just get tired, and I'm just like, take me to my bed. I want to sleep. That's all I feel if I put any kind of alcohol into me.
Really?
Like, beer, I don't like the taste of beer. I don't even like the alcohol taste. Mm-hmm. I like it when they mix... When they put minimal alcohol in a drink, then like they put like, you know, either orange juice or like some, they put something tasty in it.
Uh huh.
In fact, if they gave me a mimosa without the alcohol, I'd be all for it.
That's
like,
orange juice. Perfect.
Yeah, but the mimosa had like a certain like
taste
to it. It had like a certain like tang to it.
Uh-huh.
That might have been alcohol, but I don't think it was alcohol. Right.
Yeah.
Red's Apple Ale. Just give me a Red's Apple Ale without the alcohol in it, and I'll drink that all day.
That's apple juice, apple cider.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I mean, give me an apple cider and I'll drink that all day, I guess, then. I don't know. I don't like the feeling. I don't think I like the taste of alcohol. I don't think anybody likes... Does anybody like the taste of alcohol?
I don't like the taste of vodka. Like, straight up vodka, I don't like it to taste, but...
Oh, yeah, that thing tastes like straight up just medicine condensed into,
yes,
like...
Yes,
It was something else.
Do you like iced tea?
The actor?
The drink.
Oh,
iced tea.
Yeah.
Bro, okay, sweet iced tea... Mixed with whiskey.
Okay.
It's dope, bro.
I'm going to reiterate this. I'm not a fan of alcohol.
Yeah. Because you had a bad experience.
No, it wasn't a bad experience. Like, I still had fun.
Yeah.
But it wasn't because of the alcohol.
Oh, you said it
was. I had fun because I was hanging out with friends,
yeah,
right? And we were hanging out and watching movies, playing video games and stuff.
Yeah.
If I remove the alcohol from the situation, I just wouldn't have felt, I wouldn't have had a bad taste in my mouth, mixed with my stomach feeling weird, mixed with being tired and missing half the movie.
Oh, missing half. But I mean,
because that movie was hilarious.
I'll buy you something tasty. I'll buy you something.
We'll
tasty.
See, man.
Long Island iced tea. Do you like that?
I've never been out to Long Island.
Long Island is a drink. I'm sounding like a freaking alcoholic right now, am I?
I'm pretty sure you are an alcoholic. After walking into that room with you and like 29 Bud Lights on the table there empty, I was like, yo, Huey needs Jesus.
Bro, there were five people in that room too. You knew that?
What's 29 divided by 5?
That's almost like 5 or 6 people per beer. Per person. Six beers per person. That's really not that much. And they had a really low like alcohol level.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys drive home that night?
Yeah, I drove home.
You guys killed 6 people, and you don't even realize it. You don't even remember because you're that drunk.
Bro, this is how
watch the news and look at the hit and runs.
I was clear-minded, bro. After they left, I locked up. I walked to Green Street McDonald's. I had one of those like sausage meals, and I walked back to my car, and I drove home.
Wait,
nothing wrong with me.
Oh, sausage meals?
Yeah.
Okay, I think you said Sasha's meals. I was like, who is Sasha?
Sasha's meals. Sausage meals.
Sausage meals. Okay. I saw a billboard on my way back from Cincinnati, which I just got back like literally 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Saw a billboard that said, buzz driving
is
drunk driving. Huey, you killed somebody. You don't even realize that. You don't even remember it, Huey. But back to the topic.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, can you say that out loud?
Can you say this?
It's the same way in San Francisco. I saw a lot of billboards.
Buzz driving is drunk driving?
It's like every other.
If you can hear, Christine is talking to us about how she was in San Francisco recently, and she was saying how she saw a bunch of billboards that said the same thing, bus driving is drunk driving. Because drunk driving is a problem in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because we have a culture of let's get drunk and just forget about everything else.
Yeah.
Let's get drunk and pacify the pain. You know, we have a culture of violence. That's why we don't want to get rid of our guns. I'm just kidding. I'm just talking about racist stuff. No, but what was that against? Oh, Tinder. So... If you're listening for the first time, this is a very unfortunate episode to come in on because we usually don't just start off the episode talking about alcohol and drunk driving. We usually have lighthearted conversation sometimes, I don't know, and, you know, talk about stuff. And so we talk about three topics.
But,
three,
but I'm not topics, alcoholic,
two,
though.
Two, three, four topics.
I'm not alcoholic. Just clear that up real quick. I'm not alcoholic. I wasn't drunk driving. I was really okay. I drove home. I went to bed.
Oh, yeah. I believe you.
Yeah. I didn't kill anybody.
Oh, yeah. I believe that you believe that you, don't, you didn't kill anybody.
I'm not alcoholic. So, Tinder.
So, we talk about three topics, or two topics, or four topics, how many, however many topics we want to talk about. Mm-hmm. And we just talk it out for your amusement. So, the first topic, that's why I keep bringing up Tinder. Our first topic is Tinder. So, about a week ago, a week and a couple days ago, we had a friend, right? Me and you, we were hanging out with a couple friends, right? One of them was talking about how they were on this dating app called Coffee Meets Bagel.
Yeah, Coffee Meets Bagel.
To which, in my mind, I'm like, okay, people be tripping, right? Why are people, what? I ask myself this question almost every other week. Why are people on dating websites or on dating applications? Like, what's, like, are you not afraid that you're going to be, like, a serial killer? Are you, like, not, are you lonely? Like, what is it? Why are you doing these things?
It's a good way to meet new people.
Yeah, it's also a thirsty way to meet new people. That's but true. Let's talk. We can talk more about that. But after having that conversation of like of her explaining to us what Coffee Meets Bagel is and how it works and why she's on it, I think to myself, I get the idea of like getting a getting some kind of dating app to mess with people would be genius. And so I wasn't gonna get Coffee Meets Bagel, but instead I decided, you know what? I'm going to download Tinder because Tinder is more, it's less so trying to build a relationship with somebody. It's more so I'm trying to hook up with somebody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, it'd be really fun to mess with people on Tinder. And so I download Tinder and Tinder is not what I thought it was. It is definitely not. I recommend everybody get Tinder who has a phone.
Don't say that.
Yeah. So that's what this topic is, is Tinder. Yeah. What do you think about Tinder? All that stuff. Before I talk about my experience with Tinder, I want to hear, what do you think about Tinder, Huey?
The way that I got introduced to Tinder was just, it's just like an app for hookups, right? It's not even like a dating app. Like, people just do it for hookups. And then when I looked at your Tinder account, you showed it to me. It was, like, really interesting, but I was like, I can't do it because I know it's already going to take up, like, a lot of my time, too. So I want to get one, but I can't get one. I know it's bad for me.
Let me tell you about something about Tinder.
Yeah.
There are a lot of good-looking people on Tinder.
Yeah.
Like men and women. Like, the number of good-looking people outweigh the number of bad-looking people by far, which is kind of crazy. Like, I even changed my thing. When I went to Cincinnati, I was like, you know what? I'm curious. I changed it to interested in men just to see. I was like, you know what? I gotta see how like the male profiles look, right? And like the first five like male profiles looked really good. Like, I was impressed, right? Because I was thinking like, okay, dudes would have, I don't know, they'll just appear super thirsty and whatnot.
Yeah,
you know. And I thought I had a good profile. I thought my profile was off the chain. I was wondering why I wasn't getting swiped right, which means like people are approving of you. And I looked at the male profiles. I was like, yo, these profiles are dope. Now, mind you, like, these are all, like, gay men because I'm a man interested in men. So, like, that didn't occur to me until later that, all the profiles I was looking through were gay men. But that being said, like, there are some very dope gay profiles. Like, if I was a gay man, like, Tinder would be my jam, let me tell you. And so,
if you're a gay man, Tinder would be your jam.
If I was a gay man, there's another app called Grindr, which is more for the homosexual community. But that's a whole other ordeal. And so, in my about 1 week of using Tinder, I got a lot of matches. Yeah. Most of those matches were spam. So the spam is strong in Tinder.
What's spam?
Like, they're not like real accounts. Like they're fake accounts.
How?
Like, they're just accounts of, like, really good-looking women.
Yeah.
With, like, you can tell when this is a spam account. So, I usually automatically swipe right on a spam account just to delete it. Just so I can just so I know it's a spam account.
Yeah.
But usually you can tell because it's, like, a picture of, like, it's usually three pictures. And it's usually, like, a woman that looks too much like a model.
Yeah.
There's no description. And then as soon as you add them, either you message them and you get nothing, or they message you and they're like, hey, call me at blah, blah, blah. You're really hot and all this, like, you know, this, that kind of stuff. So you're like, okay, of course it's not real. And if it is real, then Well, I messed up apparently. But no, like, I got three actual matches.
Uh-huh.
Two of which, no, actually all of them replied. But I was, so after getting these matches, I was like, okay.
Uh-huh.
I got a podcast I got to record, right?
Uh-huh.
I got to have some funny conversation.
Yeah.
None of these conversations panned out how I wanted them to. So the first conversation I had.
No, but there's like, there are real people that swipe right on you too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, let me explain how Tinder works, right?
Uh-huh.
For people who don't know. So you just get, when you log into Tinder, you get different people's profiles, right? And when somebody's profile shows up to you, you can swipe left or you can swipe right. If you swipe left, that means you're not interested. If you swipe right, that means you are interested. Nobody knows which way you swiped unless both of you guys swiped right on each other. Okay, so basically, it's all like anonymous unless it's a match. If it's a match, and then it gives you the option of messaging the person and connecting them with the person and viewing the person's profile and all that jazz. And so, that's basically how it works. And so the first person I swiped or I got a match with.
Yeah,
I messaged them because it was the same night as The Walking Dead was. So it was like, it was literally a week ago.
Uh-huh.
And so I asked them because I had this whole thing set up like I asked them, do they watch The Walking Dead? Which everybody watches The Walking Dead, right?
Yeah.
And if they say yes, then I'm going to make a whole thing of talking about the episode that's going on right now, right? And,
yeah.
And make it into like this thing that I can post on social media and people are going to upvote it and stuff. And it's going to be awesome, right? I asked them, like, hey, do you watch The Walking Dead?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is no. And I'm like, oh, well, I got nothing. I got nowhere to go from here. So on to the next one. And so the second person.
So that was like a no-no for the first person. The first person just didn't say anything after that.
No, the first person said, no, I do not. I don't watch The Walking Dead. And so I was like, okay, maybe I'll try and continue the conversation. So I asked, what do you watch? And no response after that.
Can I see
so
your pictures?
Person really doesn't like Walking Dead. Second person.
Let me see your pictures real quick, bro. The first person.
I'll show you later.
Show me so you can't show me right now?
No.
So I can have like a visual in my head.
Yeah, but it's not like the audience is going to have a visual in their head.
But I need a visual to like continue with the conversation though.
Anyway. Second girl who I don't remember swiping right on.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, maybe if I try a normal conversation instead mm-hmm. of jumping into The Walking Dead, then I can evolve it from there into something awesome. So I say, hey, what's up?
Ha ha.
This person. I get the response, just got off work, posted at the bus stop. How about you? Well, HBU, which is text for how about you?
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yeah, for the people out there who don't know the text speak.
What's LOL?
LOL means lots of love.
Lots of love.
Okay. Lots of love. So then I text back, getting ready for a trip I'm taking tomorrow. What do you study? Try to get an actual conversation going on. Then we're in a podcast. You can't be talking during a podcast.
It's loud, Christine. Loud.
I know I was joking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Christine doesn't know what a joke is. Anyway. No, but conversation ended there.
Yeah.
The third person who actually went to the same high school as me, who I think I've seen somewhere before, but I can't be positive. We had an actual kind of a fruitful conversation that ended kind of randomly. But it was like this big conversation of okay, so this is what it was. The Tinder also lists what people's interests are. And so this person was interested. One of these person's interests is Donald Glover.
Yeah.
Who I'm a huge Donald Glover fan.
Yeah.
Probably one of the biggest Donald Glover fans. If you don't know who Donald Glover is Childish Gambino. And Childish Gambino is also Donald Glover. If you don't know who those two people are, or that one person is, then I got nothing for you.
Oh, that's a guy who invented, like, the vending machine, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Childish Gambino invented the vending machine. And so I asked this girl, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a Donald Glover fan are you? She says, I would say about a solid 9.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, okay, finish this lyric. That I write the beginning of the lyric, thinking that she's going to finish it.
Yeah.
And this is going to be the one, right? This is going to be awesome. Then she texts back, okay, I'm a big fan, but I'm not the most knowledgeable fan. Which upsets me, because I texted her his most popular lyric.
Yeah.
If you know Childish Gambino, you know what line comes after Gambino is a mastermind. Like, everybody knows what comes next after that.
Yeah.
But apparently, this 9 out of 10 fan doesn't know. And so I get mad, or I don't get mad, but I message back, like, dude, that's one of his most popular songs. Then I ask, are you a fan of more of his music or his acting? Then she says, oh, I like his music and his stand-up. So I said, favorite song. And then she says the most, like, generic song out there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. I just end the conversation.
Because
the amount of anger I had in my heart at that moment. You don't insult a Childish Gambino fan.
You're a nerd.
I'm a real fan. That's what I am. I am a nerd.
You're never going to find love.
Hopefully. Because I'm tired of these people claiming that they're Childish Gambino fans. And they ain't gotten... They're fair weather fans. They come out... She only started listening to hip-hop in this last summer. Because I messaged her back and I was like, so you listen to rap music and stuff? She was like, oh yeah, I listen to classical, but I started listening to rap this last summer. You can't be a 9 out of 10 Childish Gambino fan. You won't be listening to him for 3 months. You don't get out of here with that fake stuff. And so that's when I stopped using Tinder.
You stopped using it?
Yeah. Also, I went to Cincinnati, so I couldn't really use it in Cincinnati. Cause,
okay.
There's no point.
So how many people totally swiped right on you?
Three?
Well,
I had three matches.
Oh, three matches.
Which means I swiped right on them also.
Oh, so they swiped right on you?
Yeah. So I didn't, and I used it for about a week.
Uh-huh.
And so my Tinder game is not strong at all.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why I thought I could conquer Tinder, mm-hmm. because it connects to your Facebook profile.
Yeah.
Right. And I have pictures of myself like breakdancing, doing poetry, all this cool stuff on Tinder, which I'm like, girls like breakdancing and poetry, right?
Yeah.
So I put some of those pictures up there. I couldn't use some of the best pictures I have of myself though, because those pictures were taken by people who put their Facebook on private.
Uh-huh.
And so I was allowed to use those pictures. And so this is horror ordeal of like, I had to find pictures that were publicly available, but also weren't bogus and weren't taken when I was a child.
Okay.
And so I say all that to say that you should get Tinder, but only use it for like a day just to see, and then put it away for the rest of your life. Because the thing about Tinder is that Tinder is too much power in your hands.
Tinder is too much power in your hands.
There is too much power in your hands when you have Tinder. Because when you have the power to swipe right and swipe left on people, like just based on their pictures in a two sentence like bio they have on yourself.
So superficial.
I mean, it's very superficial, and it just doesn't seem right. There's something about it. I'm just like this. I'm too powerful right now.
I'm too
powerful. I can just look at my phone.
I'm gonna get a Twitter account just to tweet out all the things you say, because that's just freaking.
Wait, what did I say?
Twitter is Tinder is too much power in your hands.
It is. If you get a Tinder, you will understand. Because literally, I'll just sit down and look at my phone, and be like, nope, nope, yep, nope, nope. And this is like, I can easily do this anywhere. It doesn't take much time at all. I can do this at work and just be like, okay, well, I'm doing nothing right now. Get on Tinder. Nope, nope, yep, nope, 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 yep, 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 nope, nope, yep. That's literally how it goes.
How would you feel though?
Oh, go ahead.
If a girl was on the other side of the phone and was like just looking at your picture, like, oh, yes, no, yes, no, like that would make me feel bad.
I mean, Nas said yes, though.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing about Tinder, right? I had the more enjoyable part of Tinder for me was the swiping right and swiping left part. Like, when I got a match, I was more upset when I got a match, if anything, because I was like, oh, well, that's awkward. And I just kept swiping left or right. Like, whenever I get a match, I would just keep going. I wouldn't stop and like look at the match I got. I would just keep going because I'm like, crap, I don't even want to get a match. The process of saying no and yes was just so enjoyable and so like, oh, there's a certain thing about it of it's so weird. It's just so much power. I feel like Iron Man when I'm on Tinder. And I can just say no and yes, right? And like, I'm saying no to like even good looking people. I don't care at this point. Because I just have so many options because of Tinder.
You just have so many
options. I have so many options, right? That I'm just saying no to people who I probably should be saying yes to.
There are a lot of good-looking people on Tinder.
Like, my bio on my Tinder says, I swipe right automatically if you have Kanye West, if you like Kanye West or Boy Meets World. Because I can sort people out in a way of like, okay, who are the girls that are Kanye West fans?
Mm-hmm.
How can I meet a girl that's a Kanye West fan and only a Kanye West fan? And so I just swipe right on the ones that are fans of Kanye West. Tinder does this thing also of, like, it tells you how many things that you have in common that you've liked on Facebook.
Yeah.
And so, like, I feel like there's a sweet spot around, like, if you have, like, 4 or 5 above that number, then, like, you're probably going to swipe each other right.
Yeah.
Right? And so one of the girls that I matched with, we had, like, 6 things in common.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm pretty sure that's how I got that match. It's an interesting application. It's a very interesting application,
but
I think that you would fall in love with because of the amount of white women.
The amount of white women.
Yeah.
What?
And that's the last white woman joke I'm going to make in a while because.
Yeah. I don't really like white women.
I gotta be creative with my white woman jokes.
I don't really like look at skin color. I pretty judge like on character.
Mm.
Yeah.
All comes full circle.
All comes full
circle. So that could be the end of our Tinder talk. But I just wanted to give people an idea of what my experience was on Tinder.
Let me ask you this though. Are most people on Tinder, do you think they're just looking for hookups or they're like actually
I don't think most people are looking for hookups. That was my original thought.
Yeah.
After being on Tinder, yeah. I don't think most people are looking for
Give
hookups.
Me a percentage. Like, how many percent are looking for hookups? How many percentage are just people joking around and want to have fun? And how many percent of people are, like, serious? Like,
I think 80% of people are just on there to, like, just joking.
Just jokingly.
Actually, I won't even say that. I'd say 60% of people are on there jokingly.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say 20% of people are on there probably looking for hookups. And mm-hmm. the other 20% on there are looking for, like, real deal relationships and friendships.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you can tell, I feel like you can tell, like, when, you can see a profile and be like, yeah, that person definitely, like, just made a profile because they're drunk.
Yeah.
And trying to find something to do.
Yeah.
But, like, you can also tell, like, when, like, a lot of people will say, like, I'm not here for a hookup. They'll put that in their profile, like, not looking for hookups, or uh-huh. looking for friendship, or looking for this.
Yeah.
And a lot of, like, I think more people think that Tinder is a hookup app more than it actually is a hookup app.
Oh, okay.
And so... Yeah, I'm not saying I'm not like justifying Tinder or anything, because
mm-hmm.
I'm definitely not feeling it as an app. Like, I'm gonna delete it someday, yeah. But like
someday,
but it has a little bit of merit in the fact that it does what it does kind of well.
Yeah,
like it's creative, but it's not. It's at the same time I wouldn't recommend it, but at the same time I would recommend it. Like, I'd say try it, but don't try it seriously. Like, don't try it for real. Like, uh-huh. don't like try and meet up with anybody on Tinder.
Yeah.
Because it's weird to explain that to your future son-in-law. Or son. Why did I say son-in-law? To your future son. Like, yeah, I met your mom on my phone. Like, through an app that's for hookups. Like, it's a weird thing to explain. But I would say it's a fun thing to just check out. Because it gave me a different view of society. Especially since we live in a college, in a yeah. campus town. Yeah. Right, in a college town.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people on the Tinder that I came across were... College students. It's weird.
What's the predominantly like race on it?
White by far. Like, just it's just a sea of Caucasian skin on Tinder.
Wow.
There were like a few black girls and a few Asian girls and a few uh-huh. Indian girls, but it was by far white. And I also heard my friend Colin, who I was talking to this about, he said that he heard like a black woman talking about how like people automatically swipe left. When it's a black person.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that's why a lot of black women don't use Tinder.
Yeah.
Which I was like, that's interesting because that might be true. Because I felt, because it's, I like, I didn't do it. Like yeah. whenever I came across somebody who's like a black girl, I'd stop for a second and be like, huh, it's a black girl. Then I swipe right or swipe left. But it was always the thing of like, oh, that's different. Oh. Right. I just got done like swiping through like 10 Beckys and 3 Katies and 4 Ashleys. Then all of a sudden I get like, another Katie, but she's black this time.
I think Asian guys will get the same thing too on.
Yeah, maybe. Tinder. I think Tinder is almost made for white people, which is a weird thing. Which is a weird thing to say. I don't know how this evolved into a race conversation, but like it really, like if you want to have the best chance on Tinder, I'd say probably be white. Like if you want to like get more swipes
and a blonde girl, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, are blonde girls the dominant white girl? I don't know.
Not a dominant white girl, but like I'm just saying, like.
I don't think you got to be blonde. I mean, you can have any color hair, white.
A lot of Asian girls like love the blonde haired, blue eyes girl. I don't like, as I say, I judge by character.
I feel like it's weird. I never found like the blonde thing to be like
blonde thing?
All that. I never found it to be all that.
Oh my! Like Chinese people, like fresh off the boat, Chinese people, they love like white skinned, blonde haired, blue eyed girls, like just like Hitler Youth type girls. Along here.
Hitler taste.
Yeah, the Hitler taste.
All right, I guess we got to go on to our next topic. We're running out of time, but
that's one.
This next topic was written in by my sister Michelle.
Yeah.
Who promotes our podcast more than we promote our own podcast. And so shout out to Michelle.
Shout out to Michelle.
Her topic is most annoying characters, most annoying fictional characters.
Okay, Tyler Perry.
You mean Madea, right?
Madea.
Because Tyler Perry is a real person.
Yeah, I know. Tyler Perry is freaking Madea.
Yeah, Madea. I have a love-hate relationship with Madea.
Yeah.
Why don't you like Madea?
I don't know. It's just so annoying. She's just so annoying. I don't know why. I really can't tell you why.
She's just so annoying.
She's just so annoying.
Is it because of the yelling? Is it because of the voice?
Yeah, the yelling, the voice.
Are you homophobic?
I'm not homophobic, but it's just so annoying. And I remember I watched this Tyler Perry interview on Oprah while I was in middle school. And we could talk about this off air because this is, I don't really think this is appropriate. Like a lot, there's like a lot of sexual content that he was like talking about. Mm-hmm. So we could talk about this off air. But he's just kind of weird. Tyler Perry is weird.
He is kind of weird. I'm not going to argue with that. Yeah. He's an interesting person. I mean, my first Madea movie was Madea Goes to Jail. Not the actual movie, the play. Mm-hmm. And so when I was in middle school, I watched the play, and that was like my first contact with Madea. You know, and I liked it because I was like growing up. I liked plays and stuff, and musicals. And so, yeah, I like the Madea Goes to Jail musical. I'm not really that big of a fan of the other Madea stuff. Yeah. Like, I just think it's not really relevant anymore. I don't think Madea is too relevant. Like, I don't really watch any more Madea movies if they come out.
Uh huh.
But I don't hate Madea, but I'm just like I understand why it's so famous.
Yeah.
Because Madea is black comedy at its finest. Really? I won't say at its finest, but it's definitely black comedy that I can understand why people like it and why people think it's hilarious.
Really? I thought that it was like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is like the black comedy that...
Well, I mean, you can have more than one thing that's black comedy at its finest.
Yeah, that's true.
And I wouldn't Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I wouldn't even say that's black comedy at its finest. I would just say that's comedy at its finest. But Madea is definitely like the black, and it's a black Christian thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, so Christians love Madea, and also black people love Madea.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Like, I'm fine with Madea.
Uh-huh.
And I understand. I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand why Madea is famous. But mm-hmm. I do agree with you that Madea can be annoying.
Can be annoying. Okay.
I think for me, do you remember Amanda Bynes?
Amanda Bynes.
From the Amanda Show and all that.
Oh, on Nickelodeon. The big fat liar, Amanda Bynes. I think she was in some Big Fat Liar. I mean, yeah, I know who Amanda Bynes. Oh, that soccer movie, right? She's a man.
I don't think so.
Amanda Bynes. I think she was.
I can't remember who's in those movies, but okay. I don't think it was Amanda Bynes. Amanda Bynes had. Did you watch Nickelodeon growing up?
Not really.
Okay,
but she was that white girl, right?
She's a white girl.
Yeah.
Did you watch what's the name? What I Think About You.
What I Think About. I think, but I definitely know who we're talking about. Like, I think she got into drugs and she got, like, arrested a couple times, right?
Probably. I know she got into drugs.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
She had a show called The Amanda Show.
Yeah.
And basically, she's probably the most annoying thing to come out of Nickelodeon. Really? I used to love The Amanda Show growing up, and I used to love all that.
Yeah.
But, like, as I got older, I realized how annoying she was.
Do you not like the character, or do you just not like her?
The character.
Oh, the character. Okay.
Like, she's fine. She's not fine, but as a person, I didn't really pay attention. But as a character,
yeah.
Like her Amanda Show character, just so bad,
really,
like so cheesy. They try to do like the SNL thing of like that kind of format show, of like it's just like skit after skit,
uh-huh.
Right? Except like everything has her in it. Everything's about her. Drake Bell was also in it. Josh Peck was also in it, from Drake and Josh.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of who else was in it, but like she was just. I don't know, man. It was very bad.
It was bad, okay.
It was very bad. Shout out to Velma from Scooby-Doo. Velma's the one with the glasses, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Velma. Who else is annoying?
Who else is annoying? I have a question, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get shot for saying this, but I want to say it anyways because I really don't get it.
Mm.
Why is Oprah famous?
That's a good question. I think because, well, I mean, I know it's her talk show, right? But I don't know how she got a talk show, to be honest.
Yeah,
I'm probably too young to think of why, like, how that became a thing.
Cause I just feel like it's just like from watching her. You said what?
I'll keep talking. I'm gonna look it up.
Oh, like how is she famous? It's like first. I never really seen her with any other talent but talking.
Well, that is a talent, though.
That's a talent, but I just feel like isn't her, like, she's just asking guest questions, right?
Mm.
She's asking guest questions, but I think her team comes up with those questions.
Well, yeah, but you still have to have, like, a certain kind of talent to be a host. And so like when you think of like Chris Hardwick, who do you know who Chris Hardwick is? He's from The Talking Dead. Yeah. And also he has a podcast called The Nerdist, and he also does At Midnight for Comedy Central. He hosts like a bunch of different things.
Yeah, like, I know. Like you could keep going.
But like you have to like to be able to have to be, it takes talent to be a personality.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? And so like I never really watched Oprah growing up because I was a kid, I guess, when Oprah was like a thing.
Yeah.
But like it takes, I imagine she like asked a lot of questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she also talked about like she also had to have like a hand in talking about certain things, right? And like in discussing whatever whatever it was who she was talking with. And so it takes a certain kind of talent to be able to like keep a conversation going and entertain the audience and keep up that personality at the same time. Like nowadays personality has become a huge thing.
Yeah.
And I think Oprah Winfrey came up at a time before like there were like YouTube personalities and like internet personalities and like just personalities being famous in general. When you look at, like I said, Chris Hardwick or people on YouTube or Jon Stewart, or just people who are on the internet who just have talk shows, or on TV who just have talk shows who are making it big. Like they have a certain delivery that people love, or people that engages people, right?
Yeah.
And they have just like that a certain vibe that people connect with.
Uh huh.
And so on this podcast, like for us, for example, right? Like all we're really doing on this podcast is talking, right?
Yeah.
And we're hoping people want to listen to it.
Yeah.
And it's less about what we're talking about because our topics change every week.
Yeah.
Right? And so nobody's going to come and listen to this podcast because of the topics we're talking about.
Yeah.
More so, we want people to listen to this podcast because of us, right? Because of our personalities, right? We're hoping that our personalities connect with people and that people listen to us and that they hear us and that they're like, okay, I can connect with that Huey dude or I can connect with that Blessing dude. And then they just keep listening from there because they like to hear us talk or they like to hear what we have to say about different topics.
Uh-huh.
And I think people sort of had the same thing with talk show hosts. I don't know about Oprah specifically because I don't know much about Oprah, but I imagine that people keep watching Oprah maybe because she's a black woman and there aren't that many black women hosts.
Yeah.
And so maybe like black women are watching TV and seeing Oprah and they're connecting with Oprah,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I don't know, maybe I think there are a number of factors that can factor into why Oprah's talk show was so huge.
Because she does have this strong black woman look. Independent black woman look.
Mm-hmm. Dang. Okay. So apparently she started in 1983, which I didn't know.
How did she get famous? Like,
I think what it was she started small, mm-hmm. and then her show just got more popular.
Oh, show just got more popular.
That's why I'm taking a glance at Wikipedia. That's what it looks like. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure, but that's what I imagine happened.
It's been a long time since I watched her show, but I remember I always had this question: like, why is she famous? She's just asking those people questions, and then just famous people just come on her show.
Yeah, but also like think of like when you're thinking this though, like Oprah Winfrey has been a thing since the 80s, mm-hmm. right?
There must be a reason.
The thing is, she's been on TV forever, mm-hmm. and so she started. It's not like she started off famous.
Yeah,
right. Like if she's had the Oprah Winfrey show since the 80s, right?
Yeah.
And she's been doing her show every single year,
yeah.
and building up a fan base every single year. Then it makes sense that like by to the 2000s, right, that she'll just be huge and like having like huge celebrities. Like she's bigger than most celebrities. Like she like Oprah Winfrey is freaking huge. And like she's one of the richest people in America.
Yeah.
I think, you know, don't quote me on that, but I think she's one of the richest people in America. At least one of the richest black women in America. And so it makes sense. I think that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense, but I'm just famous. Asking, like, I just have my questions towards her being famous.
I mean, do you not like Oprah Winfrey?
I like her, but I'm just saying, like, sometimes I just look at her and then I just like, how is this woman famous? I just have that, it's not like doubting her.
Mm-hmm.
I just like, how did she get famous? Like, how?
I say look it up because
people
love her, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, there's some things about her that people don't love, but it's whatever. And I think that's one of those things of when you look it up,
mm-hmm.
like your eyes become open and like you're just like, whoa. Because it seems like looking at her Wikipedia page, it's not like she was born into like a rich family or anything like that. I think it's literally like she built herself up, right?
Yeah.
And she put in the work, right? And she did what she had to do and eventually grew her show.
Yeah. No, hats off to her, because I remember I watched one of her shows. I think she got, like, molested when she was young, too.
Mm-hmm.
So hats off to her.
Somebody misspelled Oprah on the Wikipedia page.
Was it O-P-R-A-H?
O-P-R-A-H. Somebody spelled it O-R-P-A-H, which says Orpah.
Orpah.
Yeah, that's disappointing that somebody missed. It was the first sentence of the early life section, so that's disappointing. But yeah, in terms of who else I find annoying on TV, everybody on The Big Bang Theory.
Shut up! Come on!
Yeah, I can't stand The Big Bang Theory.
Come on!
So, and it makes it seem worse because you compare me to those characters.
Yes, Big Bang Theory is awesome.
Big Bang Theory is horrible.
It's awesome, dude.
Who else? Daniel Tosh. I love Daniel Tosh. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he can be annoying.
Sometimes Daniel Tosh. A lot of people hate Chelsea Handler. Do you know who that is?
I think I know who she is, and I think I hate her too. No, I don't know too much about her, but every time she comes up, I don't like her.
I remember I don't like William Hung.
I don't know who that is.
That American Idol guy, that Asian guy. She bang.
I have no idea.
I'll show you. He's a freaking disgrace. Oh my! I'll show you. So William Hung is this guy who's been on American Idol. He's just this Asian guy, and then he sucked at singing, but he was just so silly when he sings. He got famous off that.
Oh.
And then his famous song is like she bang, and then I forgot what that song is called, but he made like millions of dollars because he was a horrible singer.
It happens all the time, though.
And
look at Rebecca Black.
This guy set the whole Asian community back like 50 years.
Did he, though?
It was worse than freaking 16 Candles.
Did he, though? I never seen it. I don't know what 16 Candles is.
Freaking William Hung. I'll show you after this. Oh, my God.
I want to give a shout-out. I've never seen the Star Wars prequel, but I want to give a shout-out to Jar Jar Binks. Because being a nerd, I'm surrounded by people who love Star Wars. And I always hear them talk about how horrible this Jar Jar Binks fellow is.
Uh-huh.
And in my mind, I'm always like, because I know how he looks. You know, I've seen like him in small clips and stuff. I'm like, he can't be that bad.
Yeah.
But the amount of hate that the Star Wars community has for Jar Jar Binks is amazing. So shout out to Jar Jar Binks, because I'm sure if I watched Star Wars, he'd be in the list.
He'll be in the list. Okay.
So.
Well, what do you think about, you ever seen Hangover?
Yeah.
What do you think about Mr. Chow? A lot of people hate that guy too.
Oh, I love that dude.
You love that guy?
I love that dude.
So much Asian people hate that guy.
But I also love the actor.
The actor? Yeah, I love the actor.
Like, the actor is amazing. Like, he's in Community, and he's awesome. Like, people hate him, his character in Community.
In Community?
This last season, he was amazing, though. But, like, I guess that might have been, like, a minor annoying character. But, like, he's awesome, though. The actor is amazing. Like, he used to be a doctor.
Yeah, I know he used to be a doctor. I like Bill Hader. You know who Bill Hader is, right?
Bill Maher?
Bill Hader.
Hader, no.
Yeah. I like Bill Hader, but I just don't like the way he looks.
Bill Hader.
Yeah, Bill Hader.
Hold on, I'm looking him up because I can't think of who that is.
He used to be on SNL.
Oh, Bill Hader. Oh, yeah, I love Bill Hader.
I love him, but I just don't like the way he looks. He's just
too creepy. I thought you were talking about Bill Maher, who's somebody who I also dislike. He's also a talk show host.
Oh.
And, like, I think he's against religion.
Really?
Yeah, like, the few clips of him I've seen, it's been him speaking against, like, Muslims and Christians and stuff.
Oh.
And, you know, he's also a comedian, and he's just, he's not funny.
He's not funny.
Yeah. Like, there are comedians who I like that don't believe in God and stuff, but he's just not funny. And so, there's him. Now we're getting to actual people. These aren't even characters anymore.
That's it. Let's.
You want to go to the next topic?
Yeah, let's end this. It's a wrap.
So, you have the last topic.
I have the next topic.
What's your topic?
We're talking about jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, what's three jobs, or maybe just one job, that you would love to do, that you would just throw away reality, throw away finances, just throw away everything. Just what's the job that you're like, this is a great job?
A job that I want?
That you want. But just throw away, even if you don't even have any talent or have any knowledge toward that like field of work, what is it?
So a job that I want that I might not have the talent for.
Yeah, just throw away everything that you just want. That it just seems so interesting. Like even like a taxi driver or not to like this taxi drivers. I'm just saying YouTube celebrity.
I would love to be a YouTube celebrity, like because it just seems so cool and autonomous. And so, the difference between like being like having a big channel on YouTube,
yeah,
than from having a being on TV and stuff like that, is the fact that like you get to control your own stuff. That's why I'm a huge fan. Do you know who Ryan Higa is?
No.
If you saw him, you'd know him. He's Hawaiian, but like Filipino ethnicity. He used to have the most subscribers on YouTube. And he just made like these hilarious videos. Mm-hmm. And he's awesome.
Yeah.
And his stuff is so witty, and the best thing about it is that he consistently gets millions of views, right?
Yeah.
And he has control over his own stuff. Like, it's basically his own business. He's basically the CEO. He's the main actor. He's the writer. He does everything, right? And he's just making, like, these five-minute videos, you know, with his own camera on his own computer.
Yeah.
And he's just killing it, right? And that seems like it'd be so much fun. And I'd love to do that.
Hmm.
Yeah. What about you?
I want to be a top chef.
A chef,
yeah, like the like Gordon Ramsay type chef, like just the head of a super dope kitchen, just start yelling at people.
Would you like? Do you want to do that because you want to make food or because you want to yell at people?
Both.
Mm.
I just like, this is not perfect. I, you know, you and I, we're perfectionists.
Yeah,
and it's like, this is not perfect. I'm gonna throw it away. I just watched this movie called Burnt by Bradley Cooper, mm-hmm, with John last night in the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was really good, and he was like that. It was like a real guy. Like, he was, like, a top chef, and he was just, like, a perfectionist. If not, he was going to throw away and be like, it's
perfect. I saw the trailer for that, and I wanted to watch it.
It's good. Like, it's good and bad at the same time. The storyline is super cliche. Like, a chef that's down and out, and he finds glory again. Then he has, like, roadblocks. But what's amazing about it is, what filmography? Is that the right word? Like, the way that...
Cinematography.
I don't know, but it's the way that they shoot at the food, because when they're cooking food, they make the food look so good, mm-hmm, so juicy when they're cutting it up, they're making it. And, like, as always, Bradley Cooper's acting was just fantastic.
Hmm.
That was it, but...
Interesting.
The characters and all that stuff, the build-up, it wasn't really that good. It had bad ratings.
It had super bad ratings,
but it's worth watching.
I feel like you're the kind of person that likes bad movies, though.
Really?
What's your favorite movie?
The Godfathers.
Okay. I never watched The Godfathers, yeah, but...
It's dope.
They're dope.
Yeah. I finally finished all three of them. It's super dope.
Yeah, my favorite movie is Scott Pilgrim, and people have, like, mixed feelings about that. I would like... Well, I don't know what else I'd also like to be. If I could be whatever I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe as a soccer player.
Soccer player?
Because soccer players get, like... They get paid.
Yeah.
And I like soccer. Soccer's cool. And, like... They're the biggest celebrities in the world.
Yeah, that's true.
So, there's that. At least as far as sports goes, they're the biggest celebrities in the world.
I'll be a rapper.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to be a rapper.
Yeah.
Being a rapper would be dope, and I could use the word dope all the time, and people wouldn't look at me like I'm a dope. That would be dope. I think maybe I'd also like to be... I'd like to be a producer, like a record producer.
Because
I already like producing some stuff.
Yeah.
I like producing things in general.
Yeah.
And to make that my job would be awesome. If I was great at that. If I could be like a Dr. Dre kind of dude.
Uh-huh.
Or if I could be like Kanye West and just flip random songs and just turn them into beats.
Yeah.
Right? And just like... Actually, if I could be Kanye West. If I could just be Kanye West and get paid for it, that'd be amazing.
Kanye.
I'd like to be a fashion designer. I feel like that'd be cool.
Yeah. I would love to be like a handsome, super handsome actor. Like Channing Tatum type actor.
Oh, like that kind of actor.
Like Brad Pitt type actor.
Hmm.
Or those like charismatic actors like Johnny Depp or...
I'd like to be charismatic in general. Now, did I tell you about the time I was almost a model?
Really?
So, this is a hilarious, embarrassing story.
Oh, at the mall, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, maybe I had to tell you. So, like, I go to the mall. And I see this flyer, right, for this quote-unquote talent search.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look at the flyer and I see, like, it's, like, at a certain date, right? And so when that date comes, I go to the mall, you know, ready. I'm like, okay, it's like a talent show kind of thing. I'm going to sign up and I'm going to, like, perform some dance moves, right? And I'm going to get picked for this talent search. I get there, just a bunch of, like 6, 7, 8-year-old kids there. I'm, like, one of the only adults there. And they have everybody go on the stage, and it's like one of those like catwalk things, right? Yeah. And so like it's so It's actually like a modeling agency looking for models and stuff.
Uh huh.
And so, like, they have all the kids like go down stage.
Yeah.
Or I mean, all the kids, like all the people who like signed up, right? Go down the stage, right? And do their best like catwalk and you know, pose, come back, right? And so, like, I do this right with like a bunch of 6, 7, 8 year old kids, mind you. I'm like 17 at the time, and so
why didn't you just leave?
I tried.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh no, yeah, no, don't worry, you'll get to dance soon. I'm like, okay, I guess. If I get to win something, I might as well do it, right?
Yeah.
And so, I end up doing it, and it was bad. It wasn't bad. Let me rephrase that. It was just so awkward because my sister was there.
Uh huh.
And I'm pretty sure the whole time she was just dying on the inside, and crying, laughing. I go down the stage. I do like a pose, like a b-boy pose. Like go down, like, you know, do like the cross your arms thing, right, and come back up and go back. But they offered me like a modeling, like, contract thing, but they also said that I'd have to pay for some of it. So I was like, all right,
it was kind of like scheme.
Yeah,
type.
Basically, it was on some scam type stuff.
Did I ever tell you that I don't know if this count as being a model, but this guy I bought this shirt from this guy in China. I went to a store. Mm. It was kind of like a street clothes. They sell like kind of like hip hop ish type clothes. I bought it. It was like. The summer before the last one.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in China and I bought it from him. And the next time I went back to his store, I was wearing the same shirt. And he was like, "Hey, you look good with this." And mm-hmm. then he took a couple pictures on me on the street and then posted it. So does that count? I was like modeling.
I'm pretty sure. Like, I'm not even gonna go into it. But yeah, sure.
Does that count as modeling?
Sure, you're a model.
Yeah, that's not a model. Yeah,
we should just start our own modeling agency.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Black and yellow.
Black and yellow.
Actually, no, that's too easy. We should call it
Rush Hour.
That's also pretty easy. Bumblebee. No.
Bumblebee.
I'm trying to think of something that's not like obvious.
Obvious.
Asia meets Africa.
Chinese restaurants in the hood.
What's that supposed to mean?
Is that racist?
Yes.
So I'm sorry.
You have listened to Awkward Individuals, the most awkward podcast.
Oh, we're done?
Yeah, we're done.
Are we done?
I mean, I see no reason to be done. Or to not be done.
I thought... Oh, that's it?
We only had 3 topics. We already had our 3 topics.
Oh. No, no, I thought you were going to add another one. Wait, add another one. Like, what's a skill that you wish you had that you don't have? What's something like, that you want to do?
That was like the same... Well, I mean, I figured that was the same as the job one.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I figured it would just end there. But yeah, like... Awkward Individuals is a podcast in which we take part in awkward conversations about your favorite topics, questions, and current events. We're all individuals, and we're all very different. The only thing we truly have in common is the fact that we're all awkward. And so you can access our podcast via the iTunes Store or the podcast app on your iPhone. We have a new episode up every Tuesday. This
point
is
nine.
Episode 8.
Eight?
Yeah, what'd you say?
I thought episode 0.9.
Why are we still on the points?
Oh, what? No. Oh, never mind.
You understand we're on the this is the actual podcast, right?
I know.
We finished the test podcast like 8 podcasts ago.
I don't know why I said 0.9. So episode 8.
This is episode 8.
Episode 0.8.
Like
8.0. 8.0. Episode 8.0. That's what I meant. Episode
I don't know if you know what you mean.
Episode 8.0.
Huey, where can they find you on social media?
Huey Gao.
All right.
Lowercase.
And that's HUEYGAO for those who can't spell gal, which is understandable because...
My boy.
Yeah. And you can find me at BlessingJR on Twitter and Instagram. That's the episode. I'm sorry. If this is your first time listening, I'm sorry because this is not the best episode.
Why are you sorry for?
I don't know. I feel like it had an awkward start.
Really?
Talking about like the alcohol. We sound like a couple of alcoholics.
Not you don't sound like you're off. I made it sound like that. I'm like one of those party people.
Well,
that,
you are like an alcoholic.
Not really though.
I mean, are you? Aren't you though?
Hashtag drink responsibly.
Drink responsibility.
drink responsibly. Hashtag don't
responsibly.
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 Responsibly. I think I have a speech impediment.
Responsibly.
Bro.
I think I have a speech impediment. I think we all have speech impediments.
I can't
because I'm very self-conscious about the way I talk.
Yeah. I'm not self-conscious at all the way I talk. I just say stuff.
Say spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
I'm proud of you.
That's good?
That's good.
I can't say obviously.
Obviously. Say octopus.
Octopus.
Okay.
I couldn't say salmon at first. I thought it was like salmon. I kept saying salmon. Salmon. And the waitress was like,
"You call what? You call Alice Elise.
Elise.
Which disturbs me.
Elise?
Alice. Her name's Alice.
Is Alice or Elise?
Alice.
Alice.
But you call her Elise.
Is it Christian? Is it Kirsten or Kirsten?
It's Kirsten.
Kirsten.
But it's spelled like that one's spelled weird though.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I got problems.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
If it's your first time listening to podcast, you're welcome.
Sorry.